Hello and welcome to today's Bactiguard call on the new global license agreement with Zimmer Biomet. The presentation for this is available on our website, www.bactiguard.com. So throughout this, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. And just to remind you, this is being recorded. So today I'm pleased to present Christian Kinch, CEO, and Cecilia Edstrom, CFO and Deputy CEO. Please go ahead.
So welcome everybody to today's press conference regarding this morning's release of the global license agreement with Zimmer Biomet. And I also ask you to bear with me if we may sound somewhat slow, but I apologize for that. It was a very long, intense, but in the end, fruitful night, evening work. So let's go to the second page. I would like to start by saying that we are, of course, very, very happy and proud of this agreement and that we are now becoming a partner, a long-term partner of Zimmer Biomet. But please also remember, before that, I would like to stress also that this is important for us, given that this agreement is also very strong recognition of the importance of our technology in the global market. And as we look forward, this will also be important and pave the way as we explore further opportunities in our license portfolio. So with those words as an intro, let's just have a look at the highlights of the agreement. So what we have done, we have now entered into a global license agreement for orthopedic trauma implants. We will come back to that in more detail. The deal itself is constructed in two parts. First, we do receive now an upfront fee, a license fee of $3 million at signing. Then $2 million in milestones payments contingent on the U.S. regulatory clearance. As we then move into the launch of the product, we would then be receiving royalties on Zimmer Biomet's net sales of this product having been commercialized. But here again, I stress that this is, of course, provided the U.S. clearance from the FDA. What has also paved the way for this whole transaction is, of course, the current CE mark that we did obtain some time ago in the European market on our Vigilance product that will also now be used as a reference for obtaining regulatory clearance going forward. If we do take a look at this whole agreement itself, I would be lying if I didn't say that this is basically the most important step for us since we did sign with CR Bard 1990. And it now also takes us in to a new segment in the medical device area where we go from what I would refer to more short-term catheter solutions that we have spoken about before to more permanent implant products. And this is a very big milestone for us. So let's go to the next slide. So why do we partner with Zimmer Biomet? First of all, Zimmer Biomet is a very strong player in this field. We have, of course, explored the key players in the market, but we are very happy that it turned out to be Zimmer Biomet. And why is that? Because there is a similarity as for the entrepreneurial corporate culture in Zimmer Biomet, regardless of its sizable market presence. And also we share the same company values where we put the patient in the spotlight. So Zimmer is a major global player in orthopedics. They have a very strong market position in the Americas and Europe, as well as Asia Pacific. It's a sizable operation, and they are just short of $8 billion in revenue 2018. Zimmer also has a very, very broad range of products. We are now focused, and I really stress, we are focused and we have only done this license agreement on the trauma implants, nothing else. But it is, of course, of great interest that they do play a very important role in joints and other parts as well, but that is not part of the deal. It's a very long tradition and heritage, more than 90 years, with very strong proven clinical performance. And they also have and share our strategy of addressing unmet clinical needs. And they have also acknowledged the need for preventing infections even in this part of the medical field, i.e. more permanent implants. Together also with Zimmer, we share a very strong vision of improving the patient outcomes and the quality of life. And I can only tell you that if there isn't an issue when you have a Foley catheter and a urinary tract infections, you don't even want to know what happens if you get an infection in the bone structure. Then we are talking very long time and hard complications for the patients. But now let's look into more details of this whole transaction and also more market information. And who better to guide us through this than our dear colleague, Cecilia. So I hand over to you, Cecilia.
Thank you, Christian. So let's turn to page 4 of the presentation, which I hope you found on our website, saying orthopedic market segments. And if we look a bit deeper, you can see that the total market was last year valued at just over $50 billion. US dollars, where trauma products represented 14% or sales of some $7 billion. Knees, hips, and spines are bigger individually, but trauma is catching up, as you can see, because it has above average growth together with sports medicine and extremities. If we move to the next slide, you could see how the market is split up by different competitors. And you could see that there are three companies that stand out: DipiSynthes, owned by Johnson & Johnson, Stryker, and Zimmer Biomet. Where Stryker and Zimmer Biomet are of similar size. And there's a quite substantial drop in size down to Smith Nephew and Medtronic. If we look into Zimmer, they're not as big in trauma as they are in knees and hips. They're very strong in joints with market-leading position. But they are looking for value-added and solutions that can address unmet clinical needs and also improve performance and patient outcomes. So it's very interesting. If we turn to the next page, you all know that we have two lines of business in the company. One is the license business, which we will focus on today, and then our own portfolio of products, which are essentially consumable medical devices in the form of urinary catheters, endotracheal tubes, and central venous catheters that we sell through distributors throughout the world. But let's now focus on the license business and turn to the next page, where you can see the license agreements we currently have. Our longest and most successful partnership is the one we have with BD since the 1990s, where they sell Bactiguard-coated Foley catheters for the US, Japan, and UK and Ireland, which is generating very stable annual revenues of some 100 million Swedish every year. Then the agreement we have with Vigilant Medical Devices, which was our first agreement in the orthopedic space, where we have an agreement with them which covers purely the ASEAN markets, i.e. the Southeast Asian markets. they have the right, continue to have the right to sell Bactiguard-coated orthopedic trauma implants for those markets specifically. We started with them because it was a big problem with traffic accidents, open wounds in connection with those accidents, and high risk and high rate of infections. And we've seen some very promising results coming out of the clinical trial, which is currently being concluded and which we hope to be able to publish this year. And the CE mark that was awarded in that process, on which they are now registering the product for sale in Malaysia, for example, has been a very useful reference in this negotiation, and it will also be very useful in the upcoming regulatory process, both for the CE mark for Zimmer Biomet, but also in the US FDA regulatory process. We also have a very interesting agreement with SmartWise Sweden, that's for advanced vascular injection catheters, where you can enter the body and maneuver to the different parts of the body and deliver medication or cells to various remote parts. Wellead Medical is our Chinese partner, whom we entered a license agreement for our entire product portfolio last year in June. And the reason for doing that was to accelerate our growth in China as regulatory developments are shifting towards locally produced devices. They are currently selling our own Bactiguard-coated urinary catheters as a distributor, but over time they will become a licensed partner. Then, of course, the Zimmer Biomet agreement that we are talking about today. But we also have other ongoing discussions in various areas. And if we move to page 8, you can see one interesting potential development area, which is vascular applications, in this case vascular stents, where we are now in clinical trials led by Professor Staffan Holmin to look into the risk of thrombosis in connection with interventions in the bloodstream, either to prevent or repair the veins after a stroke or heart attack. You may want to introduce vascular stent, or is commonly used to repair the blood vessels. But that's also a magnet to thrombosis, and therefore the patients receive double doses of medication to prevent blood clots. We will be looking into if the amount of medication can be reduced as the Bactiguard coating is biocompatible, and we have indications that it doesn't increase the risk or may even reduce the risk of thrombosis. So that's an interesting potential product. Moving on to slide 9, very briefly for those of you who are not aware of how our technology works, it's the noble metal coating consisting of three noble metals, gold, palladium, and silver. These three metals have different electropotentials, and together they create a galvanic effect. Imagine sticking your tongue on a battery or touching an electrical fence. It stings, and you don't want to hold on to it. That's exactly what happens to the bacteria. The coating repels the bacteria. It doesn't kill them, but it prevents them from sticking to the surface and building biofilm. It's non-toxic. It's non-releasing. Therefore, it's biocompatible, and it's long-lasting. It doesn't discriminate against gram-negative or gram-positive bacteria. And it also is effective against fungi, which is increasing and also increasingly becoming resistant to antibiotics. So, in essence, our coating is effective and safe. Turning to page 10, IP protection. Our technology is patented, and the current patent expires in 2029 in the US and 2027 in the other countries, but we've already filed for the third generation, which we expect will take us into 2040. But that's not the only protection we have. We also have the know-how of how to apply the coating to various materials. And perhaps most importantly, our recipe, which is unique and a trade secret and kept very safe. Turning to page 11, a few years ago, Bactiguard was seen as the one product company, and I can confidently say that we are not anymore. We have, of course, the BIP-Foley catheters, which are very important to us, but we also have endotracheal tubes and CVCs. We have the BD products, which are also urinary catheters, and we have CE-marked trauma implants. All of these devices have exactly the same risk class as the underlying device, and that is proving that our coating is considered to be completely safe for patients. Turning to the next page, you can also see that we have a lot of clinical evidence, the strongest evidence being in the fact that now close to 180 million catheters have been used by patients since 1995, and not a single adverse event has been reported relating to the coating. We have a number of clinical studies for the products in our own portfolio, and very strong evidence reducing infections between 35% and 90%, depending on the study we're looking at. And if you compare this to the efficacy you get in pharmaceuticals, it is very strong. Last but not least, we have promising interim clinical data on the study we have for trauma implants and hope to be able to present the results of that study later this year. Let's move to page 13 and summarize the benefits of having a non-toxic and stable technology. It means that there's low risk, which is also very, very important from a regulatory perspective. It is non-releasing, which means that it has a long-term effect. It's biocompatible, almost seen as innate to the body. It has multiple applications and can be applied to almost any material. We're yet to find a material that we cannot apply it to. It's safe and effective. And lastly, the regulatory path is much easier when you can prove that it's safe for patients. And with that, I'd like to hand back to Christian.
Christian, please go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Cecilia. I was on mute there. So thank you, Cecilia, for those words. And that takes us back into the growth strategy. And I would like to state also that today's announcement also strengthened our growth strategy that we launched already as we went IPO. And I would just like to guide you through it from what we have said in the past, that as we see our future going forward, we are resting very solidly on the foundation in our BIP portfolio with our three current products, where we are also striving for increasing the market penetration. There has been some disappointments over the beginning of this year, but we are quite confident that the second half of this year is going to make more people happy with what we will be delivering. We are to add some new markets in the EU, but we are well positioned for the growth that we expect to have going forward. Secondly, we have said also that it is critical for us to increase our license business. And we have said that we wanted to do, let's say, 1 to 2 new deals per year. And, of course, the CE mark for our trauma implants has been very important in this expansion strategy. As Cecilia said, we have done the SmartWise deal. We have signed with Vigilance. And today we are also pleased and happy about the announcement of the Zimmer Biomet collaboration. Then if we take the third part of our growth strategy. We will, of course, also continue, and work is ongoing as for broadening our portfolio. And that will be done for sure within the BIP portfolio, but also with new license agreements to come further down the line. So the next page, our financial targets. There has been some thoughts, I would say, diplomatically from the investment communities as for are we really still believing in our financial targets, and the release of today's agreement also shows why we are standing by these financial targets, and we are aiming to reach the 20% annual growth until 2020, and also reaching an EBITDA margin of 30%. And here we stand by those targets. So taking us then to the last page and the concluding remarks. We are, of course, extremely happy today over this announcement, but I think it's also fair to say that a little bit of humble pie is due today about this agreement. We are happy, but there's also a lot of work ahead of us. I would like to draw your attention, though, to the fact, as we have said, this is a very important recognition of the importance of our technology in the global medical arena. And of course, this will facilitate and improve our possibilities to pave the way for more expansion within our licensed business portfolio. But in conjunction with that, it's also affecting our current BIP portfolio in a very positive way. So, yes, it is a very important milestone for Bactiguard today as we now move into the bone structure. Zimmer Biomet, it's a very nice partner to team up with, being a global player in the orthopedics arena. As we have said, there is a substantial contribution, also revenue-wise, of the $3 million that we will now receive as an upfront, and this will, of course, improve our licensed business revenue in the near term. There are milestones to be paid, contingent of the U.S. regulatory clearance. But, of course, if we take the opportunity now and look a little bit further down the line, what we are most happy about is, of course, when we enter into commercialization with this transaction together with Zimmer Biomet. And here it will be a substantial contribution to our current BD license revenue stream. The selection also of Zimmer is not by coincidence. It's a company with a good fit. Being an entrepreneur, it takes one to know one, and we have found a good match here in Zimmer, where we also strive and always work for the outcome of the patients and the quality for life. When I have you all gathered here today, I think also a big thank you is in its place, and I would very happily and very proudly like to say that this whole transaction now together with Zimmer is the proof of Swedish teamwork at its best. And I would like to thank the whole Bactiguard team for a fantastic effort. But in particular, I'm very pleased to say that my dear colleague Cecilia has been absolutely crucial for this whole process, and it's amazing to stand by her and see the surgical precision in how she has guided us through this whole deal with a never-ending positive mindset and a very solution-oriented approach to create growth. And with those words, I would like to thank you all for listening, and we are now open for questions. So back to you, moderator.
Thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, can you please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now in order to enter the queue? And then after I announce you, just ask that question. And if you find that question has been answered before it's your turn to speak, just press 0 and then 2 to cancel. And there'll be a brief pause while the question's being registered. Okay, we first go to the line of Matthias Weidstein of SEB. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello and congratulations to the agreement. Very nice. I would just like to, how should we interpret your current agreement with Vigilance that covers the Southeast Asian markets? What will the coverage of each respective agreement be? Some of your thoughts here would be very helpful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Matthias. The current agreement with Vigilance will continue. They are primarily focusing on, or they are only focusing on, the Southeast Asian markets. So that's Malaysia, Philippines, Thailand, and a few more countries. So the agreement with Zimmer Biomet does not cover that jurisdiction. They have access to the other markets, which are all the major global markets.
Yeah, perfect. So basically everything else but what Vigilance has, I assume.
Correct.
Yeah, good. So can you also speak a little bit about the process of obtaining regulatory approval in the U.S.? And then, I mean, what kind of costs are we talking about, and perhaps also the time frame?
Yes, so the regulatory approval process in the U.S. will be led by Zimmer Biomet and their team. They are the expert in this, and we will provide our expertise in how to look at the coating from a risk perspective and also from what claims we can make. And in that job, we have all our experience from our own product portfolio, but also from the CE marking process with Vigilance. It's always very difficult to set a timeline, but we expect that it will be achievable within 1 or 2 years. That's our best estimate.
Okay, so in terms of cost, so the cost will be on Zimmer Biomet side then?
Essentially, there are some costs that will be applicable to us, of course, which is related to our staff and our expertise and some testing, and that's also something that will be covered by our initial licensees.
But on the whole scheme here, the cost on our side will be limited in the total relation here.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So most of the cost will be carried by Zimmer Biomet.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So if you can just, I'm moving on here if it's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Can you just give us a sense of how much of Zimmer Biomet sales that are derived from orthopedic trauma implants? And furthermore, also, if possible, approximately how much of that is in Europe?
The what they refer to as the sports extremities and trauma segment last year generated sales of close to 1.8 billion, but they don't disclose how much of that specifically is trauma, so I'm unable to share that with you. But that segment is almost 1.8 billion US dollars.
So that the orthopedics segment within Zimmer Biomet?
No. Zimmer Biomet is essentially only orthopedics and dental. So the sports extremities and trauma segment of those is 1.7. And if you compare that to knees, knee joints accounted for 2.8 billion and hips to 1.9.
Yeah, okay. Then we move on. So within the trauma implants in Zimmer Biomet's portfolio, will you cover all these products. Is that the fair assumption, that you will target, so to speak, all tumor biomass trauma implants?
I cannot specifically comment on the launch strategy. That's something that we will share later to the, and closer to the event when they're ready to launch.
Okay. And it will also, as a last question, be helpful if you could speak about or give some sense of what the royalty rate in such agreement could be.
Yes, I'm sure you would like that, but unfortunately I can't give it to you as it's confidential information. But I think what we, from what we've said in the release, that the agreement we will, once we have regulatory approval and move forward, make a substantial contribution to our recurring license revenues. And if you remember what we have said in the past in relation to our strategy, we have a strategy of adding at least one third of the BD revenues by adding one or two license deals. So over time, that's our strategy.
Yeah, then I have something at least. So the last thing is on other markets than the US, then do you have any specific strategy on how to obtain approval on those markets? Because I assume it's separate approval on each market, for instance, within APAC and so forth.
Yeah, many markets rely on the CE mark or also has some connection to the FDA approval. But those details of the go-to-market strategy and the regulatory process is now beginning.
Okay, so, thank you very much. That was my question.
Thank you.
Okay, just to remind all participants that if they have a question, please can you press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now. And there'll be a final pause while we wait for any final questions. Okay, as there are no further questions, may I please pass it back to you for any closing comments at this stage?
Thank you all, Christian here again. So thank you all for listening in today, and just repeat some of the points that we've said today. It is a very big day for us. It's one of the major milestones for us since 1990, entering now into a new market with the trauma implant. I think it is important also for everyone listening that this will also give us a very strong push and help as we explore new opportunities in our license portfolio, and also stating that we are well positioned in the global arena as for fighting infections all around the globe. So with those words, I would like to thank you all. We are happy, but we are also humble for the work ahead of us. But this is definitely a very good direction for Bactiguard, and I think this will also strengthen our overall business in the coming period. So thank you all for listening in, and have a good day.
This now concludes today's call. Thank you all very much for attending. You can now disconnect your lines.